Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress. Delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or a lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Okay. Okay, well, let's start with questions for me. I'm on the hot seat. Lay it on me.
Sometimes you let me do this. I'm always prepared. I'm just giving you the heads up that I'm prepared today.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
You want to hear it? All right. Well, you just talked about holding on for one more day.
Well, is that, am I holding on to something?
Hold on.
You want to sing it?
No.
Come
absolutely
on.
Absolutely not. Would you rather live a long life or a good life? We had a death cafe last weekend. We had this big discussion about it.
I think you have to define good life.
And define long.
Well, how do you define it? Everybody defines it differently. The question, though, is long life or good life?
Well, okay. See, now as a man, I want specifics.
Right.
I want to negotiate this.
That's why I say you got to define good
life. Well, I think
we're
negotiating something every single day when we
some people would say a good life is
healthy. What did this come from, Carol?
Hosted a death cafe. This is started in about 2011, actually in the UK, in our studios and cafes across the country. We host these death cafes. I'm hosting one now every other month.
It's called a death
cafe? Yeah, it's a conversation about death. Because talking about death doesn't kill you, and it basically can help you lead a more productive.
Wow, that sounds intense.
Life. It wasn't intense. The only rule of the Death Cafe, and again, it's like this movement, and it's free, so everyone comes free, but we have to provide cake. So cake and tea.
Cake.
Yeah, so you're eating cake. I shoveled in three pieces.
You had me at cake.
Exactly.
I don't care if we're talking about death,
right.
Buck. Like, a good life is cake
as
whenever
long as
you can eat it.
The right side of the grass, cake is good.
Obviously,
question.
The correct answer is a good life, because a long, miserable life is not satisfying. And you know the famous quote about most men lead lives of quiet desperation. I believe that was Thoreau or Locke or some other philosopher. Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, that's a good question. Are you living your best life right now, Carol?
I am.
You are, yes.
Yeah, I did it.
Fabulous.
Buck, are you?
I know it's temporary. I know it's the ebbs and flows. but I'm doing new, exciting work, and I'm helping people.
I love it.
Does it get any better?
That's Well and Wonder Fitness Studio. Well and Wonder, what do you call it again?
Oh, my God.
I get it all mixed up every time. Don't worry. I'll edit this out. I should know the name of your business,
don't edit
for God's
it
sakes.
Out. I love that. It's Well and Wonder Studio.
Well and Wonder Studio.
Probably 10 times.
Right. And he doesn't.
I still
know.
Don't have it.
Yeah. But that's okay.
He doesn't
him.
Take notes.
It's Well and Wonder Studio in Northeast Washington, D.C.
Northwest.
Northwest Washington, D.C. Tenleytown. It's available via the metro. Short walk from the metro stop, right?
I think so, yep.
You're like, I think so. I don't take the metro with these plebes.
I used to take the metro to the Verizon Center all the time. Buck hands.
Dennis, come on in, yes, my sir. Friend. All right, we're going to go ahead and order so we can get the food train rolling. You guys have been here before, so you kind of know what you guys want.
Ladies first?
Yes.
I will have the power lunch, please. I think I'm going to do the lobster bisque and the brandy peppercorn filet. Yes. Medium well, please.
Medium well, very
yeah.
Lobster bisque, please, to start. And then could I get a thing of salmon with a little side of fries, splash of fries. Yeah. That's all I need. Thank you, Dennis.
Do they have any clams back there?
Yeah, sure.
Little teeny ones or medium?
Yeah, little ones.
Are they tiny?
Yeah, I wouldn't say tiny, but they're little.
Can I get a dozen of those?
Sure.
And then I'll just do a...
clams on Buck.
Can they do a like a veal parmesan?
Veal parmesan?
No parsley on it.
Okay.
And all of a Diet Coke.
Can I
have? No, bring them. Yes.
I'd love, if I could, a lemonade iced tea.
And I'll do a Diet Coke as well. Thank you.
Arnold Palmer.
All right.
Is all this going to be in the podcast?
Who knows? Who knows? I got to go ahead.
I think people would like that.
I don't question for my guests. Should I have brought headphones? Probably, right?
No, it's
don't
fine.
You feel kind of visually for the clip, I feel like it'll look better. But I also don't have really the lineup I want to get a good look.
Yeah. Well,
so maybe I shouldn't worry about it.
I don't care either way. And audio-wise, you feel a little naked, but it doesn't matter.
Right, you
it's
feel
not like
naked.
We're in a setting where you need headphones.
I brought the stick mics, which are cumbersome and get in the way. The headsets are less intrusive, but they look bad, and the microphone is of a lesser quality. And you know
I'll
me, Buck. I aim for quality.
I hear you. This is fine with me. I have no problem with this.
Okay. It's just like we're having a conversation around a table with lots of equipment.
That right, like exactly. We're trying to make the equipment disappear.
Yeah.
Is
which is secondary to lunch, which is coming.
Exactly.
You had me at the palm.
Right. Exactly. And thank you for the palm for having us. All right. So Buck wants to start with an industry gripe. Television, sports, industry gripe, go.
I get so perturbed when I'm watching a game, any kind of a game, but generally it's football. It's been everything. It's been tennis. It's been basketball. It's been baseball. When a person disrupts the action by running out on the field, which we never see.
Keep a pin in that. I'll tell you in a
person,
second.
You mean a fan?
A fan.
Yes, yeah. An idiot fan.
Okay, of course, it started with the Colts and Mike Curtis when he decked the guy that ran out on the field, which was fantastic. Everybody loved that, and it was and you saw it. We don't
because
see it.
Because it goes so viral or talked about or legendary,
right.
It inspires a whole generation.
I don't think it inspires anybody. It inspires.
I disagree, my friend.
A lot of people go viral on Instagram when they do that.
And so you think those people actually are inspired to run out onto the field? How many people run out onto the field?
Soggy potato chips are better than none. I told you guys that last time.
I have seen one this year. That's one in how many football games?
Remember,
hundreds?
Are you talking about
there's tons of security stopping them. There's a lot of attempts every game. I'm
okay.
Sure of it.
I don't know if there's a lot of attempts every game. I know this.
Right. I don't think
the
there's a
protester
lot
in San Francisco with the pink shirt and the pink smoke bomb.
Right.
He ended up filing a police report on a couple of the Rams players for tackling him.
I don't think the players should tackle them. I think they should mind their own business and stay off the field and not touch them.
Right. Well,
let them handle it. They can take the person down.
They actually can't. One of the guys.
Sure they can.
Why
one
am
of the
I
guys,
thinking malice in the palace?
One of the guys in that particular chase blew out his knee trying to catch the guy.
Okay. I'm just saying, the players...
they can't run as fast
as these little guys. Yeah, but the players don't need to deck the guy like they're tackling Tom Brady.
So you want to show these idiots...
So you're missing my point. I haven't even said my point. My point is...
the point is wrong.
...that every producer is so... their thinking is so archaic that they don't want to show this on the air because they think... you know, we're doing exactly what they want us to do. We're giving this person attention and what have you. Meantime, we're sitting at home and we're like, can we see what's going on here? I mean, I hear the announcers are talking about a guy running out on the field and look, he's running out on the field and Juan Soto's running away from him and we're looking at a picture of a baseball in a dugout.
Yeah.
It's like, show me what's happening. In this day and age, we want to see this.
I want to see it. I want to see
it. If a plane crashed in the stadium, which it did in Baltimore one year at Memorial Stadium, would they show that?
Small,
of course they would show that.
Plane.
It's a Cessna. Okay. Of course they would show it. They tell you, well, it's not part of the game. Well, it's happening on the field between the, you know, the end zone lines. It is part of the game. It's just not.
Okay.
Look how fired up he's fired.
I know.
It's because I've worked with so many producers in my and their thinking in this is so archaic.
Okay.
It's like, show me what's happening on the field. I don't care about the person who's running around. I don't care that I'm giving them their attention. I want to see them running around.
If I may. Yes, Carol.
I'm going to interject and say, as someone who's covered sports and had to either be in the tunnel watching a broadcast, not getting to see what the fans are seeing at end of game or something like that. It's the same. You want to. You're there. You want to watch the broadcast to have the sense.
We show everything anyway. Yeah. We show everything. And why don't we show that?
It does inspire others to do the same. Okay.
With all due respect, and when you say that, it's in the Geneva Convention, says Ricky Bobby. I can say anything I want after that. With all due respect, you are clueless, Buck, and you have made the worst comparison ever to a plane crash. Here's why.
Well, it wasn't a plane crash. It was a guy who deliberately flew the plane into the stadium.
He did?
Yeah, it wasn't an accident.
I thought it was an accident. It was a small propeller plane,
it was a Cessna. It was like a 150 or 172.
Was it suicide or terrorism? It was in the 70s.
I can't remember if the guy died or not, but it was intentional. It wasn't an accident. Okay. He didn't mistakenly fly into Memorial Stadium.
Okay, so you have no idea of what is going on right now with political activists looking for attention for their causes. This happened in the Minnesota Timberwolves arena multiple times.
I remember.
In the last year.
Saw it.
Because they want attention for their cause. To put them on TV plays right into their hands. And I can assure you, many, many more, if they know they'll get a few precious seconds of airtime, will risk going to jail for a night or whatever misdemeanor they get charged with. They're going to keep coming and keep coming. If these were just drunken idiots out there on a dare, I'm kind of with you.
And sometimes,
sometimes
they are.
They're professional protesters. Do you see what they're doing now? Gluing their hands to things
and
smashing things on artwork to then videotape for their Instagram accounts. It's out of control.
Zabe. I'm now with Zabe.
It's out of control. In fact, at one, this is great. I saw one viral clip where protesters for, you know, climate change or global oil consumption, we're killing the planet, went to a Ferrari showroom or like a Ferrari convention where there's several rare expensive cars, threw paint all over them, put glue on them, fucked them up, and then glued their hands to the cars so they could get the attention. You know what the dealership did? What the convention did? They cleared everybody out. They turned out the lights. They turned off the heat. And they left them there. And then they started whining like, oh, I got to go potty. Too bad. I'm like, that's the best response ever. You want to glue yourself to a car?
And you saw it because somebody videotaped it.
But they're doing it because it gets airtime. You cannot, as much as I'd love to see it, you can't give them airtime. And I do want the players to knock these fools out.
See, I don't like that.
Did you guys see the Netflix special on Malice in the Palace?
No.
Yes.
It was amazing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I know the guys that were there that did the play-by-play, the radio guys.
And the producers have to have that, you know, right in the moment decision of, is this some drunk idiot? Because I want some drunk idiots.
Right. Well, they couldn't. Yeah, that was a brawl.
That was unavoidable. You had to.
Well, it was somebody.
Unless you went to commercial, you had to show that.
No, of course.
And it was between. He went crazy.
It was mostly between the players, although it started with the fan.
Right.
But then the players got into it as well.
Players went into the stands. which has happened actually before.
Well, but the best one was the Bruins back in the 70s. Remember that? When at the time, he's now on TV, he was the coach of the Bruins later on in his career. He took Cam, not Cam Neely, trying to think who it was. He took the shoe off of a businessman, Carol, and started beating him over the head as he's up in the stands on his ice skates. Right.
So that brings up an interesting point. If there's a fight in the stands, or if a player, say it's not forget about a fight, a player goes into the stands. Okay, let's keep it in context of the sport.
Yes,
a player goes into the stands and starts a brawl. Do you show that?
Yes.
Yeah,
you don't.
Sure. Well, that's not part of the game.
That's news.
That's not part of the game.
Fuck. Again, for the millionth time, these protesters want the attention.
Okay,
they're coming in waves.
Can I say
you
that
cannot
when I, when
give
I,
them the attention?
When I see when I saw that guy, the videotape of that guy running around on the field with the smoke bomb or whatever, I had no idea what he was protesting. I just thought it was some lunatic.
Yeah.
Well, you may not know that.
I didn't know, and I didn't care. I wanted to see it.
Mike Milbury, 1979. And there's the photos of it right there, Carol. If you don't believe me, that was real. That just happened.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on, shall we? Let's talk about the referee and the autograph in Carolina.
What was this one? I don't know if I saw this.
Oh, this is a doozy. Carol, did you see it?
Nope.
So apparently, two referees, and this is one of Buck Hance's wheelhouse.
We're going to get him even more fired up?
Topics. Let's get him. Referees. Apparently, two referees ran up to Mike Evans of the Panthers after they got killed by Carolina. And he stopped and then wrote something down on a piece of paper. Everyone looked at it like, is the ref getting an autograph?
NFL referees?
Yes.
Okay.
In their game uniforms, okay. Minutes after the game is over in the tunnel.
Inappropriate.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
So the NFL said they'd investigate. They came back and said, it wasn't an autograph, but we've reminded the referees of their duty to make sure there's nothing that appears to be improper. We consider the matter closed. And everyone's like, so what was it? Then it was leaked to Tom Pelissero of the, wait for it, NFL Network. He was the only guy to get the story.
Right.
Get this. He said that there was a golf pro who went to Texas A&M with one of the refs and wanted Mike Evans to have his number so he could offer golf lessons. And the referee said, oh, I can get this number to Mike Evans, or I can get you his number.
It's not like he slipped the number. He had Mike Evans write something down. He had Mike Evans then write his number.
And down, wait till I show you how quickly he was able to write down supposedly a 10-digit phone number. Okay. It was like this. Okay. It was not a phone number. It's a lie.
You the think NFL the referees is, were asking for his autograph?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's worse, it's always the cover-up. The cover-up is worse than anything else. The NFL can't admit, yes, one of our refs asked for an autograph. That is forbidden. We're putting him on leave, and we've reinforced our memo to the referees. Because the NFL is so deep in gambling now, they can't afford any more congressional inquiries, right?
Right.
I think it's better to be out front on this one. Everybody's
trying to be transparent, but I mean, like you say, they're so into everybody's into gambling now. I mean, that's all you see on TV.
But you're right about the cover-up, because
I can't believe you guys didn't see this.
No.
Wait, do you see this, Buck?
You
will laugh your ass off.
We're at death cafes talking, eating games.
That seems rather morbid to me, but listen, as we get older, we realize that mortality is part of life.
Yeah, it's not group therapy. It's not counseling. It's just conversation about...
And cake.
Cake and conversation.
What the hell?
Why did you change the conversation?
Oh,
I was
man,
about to pull it up.
I don't.
I was about to pull it up right
stalling.
Here.
This just, is Operation Stall. Just, there it is. Mike. Got a pen. Got a piece of paper. Mike's looking. Flips it over.
Yeah, the referee makes sure.
Sure, he's flipped it over. Oh, yeah, that's not a number. Oh, my God, that is blatant. That is so blatant.
Totally.
Yeah,
and
that
the
was
NFL,
a scrabble. That was like a loopy something and maybe another E, and that's it.
Plus, look at the goofy-ass smile on the other referee, like, oh, I'm getting his autograph.
Yeah.
And just Mike Evans lives. Look at Buck Hance's face. It's so, do you believe, Buck, that it was a golf pro?
What's
who wanted Mike Evans to call him for lessons. He lives in Florida. How hard is it to find a golf pro in Florida?
Well, but the looking at the video, there doesn't seem to be any communication between the referees and him saying, hey, listen, we have this friend of ours who wants to give you golf lessons. You know, that takes a little time.
Quite an explanation, wouldn't it?
Not walking up to a guy and giving him a piece of paper. That's more like asking for an autograph. Even still, the stupidity there. I mean, if you really need that or want that, then you, first of all, as an NFL referee, I'm not sure you would do it in any circumstance. But you would go to the PR guy and say, look, I have a friend who wants to give him lessons or is offering lessons. Can you put him in touch with him?
It's
Mike, you don't go up to him after a game.
After a game they lost, after a game that he dropped a stone-cold touchdown.
In your referee uniform.
His face is not happy.
I guarantee you these dum-dums thought, oh, it's in the tunnel. Nobody can see it. Yeah. Nobody can see it. Nobody's filming. Whoops, we got caught.
Exactly. That's why everything's on camera, including your little knucklehead. When the producer cuts away, you go on Twitter.
Thank God that we could see it happening.
Did you have anything on this? Since we're in the Bucks topic, we stay on. Would you rather divorce Giselle or keep playing football?
I don't know enough about that. I mean, I feel I don't know.
I'm now Team Giselle. I think last time we met, I was Team Tom Carroll,
and now you're on Team Giselle?
Yeah, because I've realized what an insufferable narcissistic douchebag Brady really is.
Did you hear what he allegedly did in the locker room? I didn't see it.
What's that?
Oh, he went crazy. He threw a chair and it hit
See, Buck falls for every spoof Twitter account.
Was it not true?
No. Okay. It was a spoof. I saw
That's why I said allegedly.
You say allegedly with everything.
You have to.
But one thing he did do is he compared playing a season to a military deployment. That he had to be so immersed for 6 months. It was like a deployment, and I went crazy. I'm like, this douchebag. I'm like, he can't snap a leg fast enough for me because you and I know people that are in the military. That's not how it goes.
Yep.
You're sleeping in a mansion. You're traveling first class. You're at the Four Seasons complaining about the ice machine like Buck Ants used to do when they were on the road with the Wizards, right?
Yes.
Could never sleep too close to the ice machine, right?
Who wants to sleep next to the ice machine?
Or the elevator.
Or the elevator or the housekeeping closet.
Those were the three ones.
Are the three.
I can't deal with that. So I finally realized that even Giselle is like, hey, I wake up and get paid just to put my face in front of a camera lens, and I'm more grounded than you are. I can't deal with you anymore. I'm Team Giselle now. Fuck Tom Brady.
Thank you. I've been saying that for a while.
I know. Right. Exactly. I finally saw
the light. He's 45. He's going to have a failed attempt at an eighth Super Bowl ring, and he puts his life in jeopardy for that just because he has to do what he needs to do, not put his family first. They've been patient all this time. That's all. I see that.
There you go.
But one thing is they're not listening to each other, clearly. He probably is not listening to anyone.
Right. Think about him and Rodgers this year. I mean, the two of them. This could be the end for both of them. Can you imagine the NFL next year with both those guys, boom, boom, gone?
Well, you still got Mahomes, and you got Allen, and you got other guys.
Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, and then who else? Russell Wilson also.
Hey, you got Heineke. Come on, man.
Swirling the drain. Okay, you got Heineke. By the way, there's an Athletic article about Russell Wilson that just came out. I read this morning in which he's bragging about trying to get it so he never goes poop.
Say that again.
Yes.
What?
Yes. He says you can tune your diet to the point where you almost have no waste whatsoever. That he is obsessed with eliminating the so-called needless seconds in life.
So he's clearly not.
Spent on sleeping, eating, and yes, pooping.
So he's not going to Five Guys, clearly.
No. Thank you.
No, definitely not going to Five Guys.
You guys know that Elvis Presley... Basically, a lot of people think he died from straining on the toilet.
Yes, I've heard of that
before. I never knew that. I saw that one time on some random thing, being like, what?
What was it?
Elvis Presley died straining on the toilet. Allegedly.
I did watch the movie Elvis, which
is
pretty
good. Here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Wilson's life is a continuous battle against what he calls wasted seconds. The biggest culprits are eating, sleeping, and yes, pooping. It's theoretically possible, said Wilson, to design a diet and fitness routine so efficient that your body no longer creates waste. I don't think that's true.
The sad thing is those are my three most favorite things. Eating, sleeping, and pooping.
Which we're eating right now, and we'll probably poop later. Some of us will.
Let's hope so.
Right. He says, I might wear number 2 on my chest, but my goal is to reduce my need to go BM down to just once a week. Right now, I'm in a loading phase where I only allow myself to go number 2 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh my God, scheduled BMs.
He said it's really improved my energy levels and sex drive. Plus, the internal waste provides more cushioning against the violent impacts I see on Sunday.
It's terrible. What doctor is
approving this? Now I need to check this to see if it's actually not a spoof. Because I think it's real, but I'm not entirely sure. Sounds pretty real. He has revealed himself to be a real weirdo, right?
How do you check something to make sure it's real?
Well, I'm going to do a search. Athletic Russell Wilson poop. And as long as it comes up in other credible things. No. That looks, let's see, there's red flags to it right now.
Yeah, it sounds like an insane story. And every doctor in America would go crazy. Yeah. Every doctor in the world.
All right, so maybe I fell for it as well.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Okay, now that we're eating, topic number 3, 4, whatever. Most overrated foods out there. Things that a lot of people like,
right?
But you say overrated. Pumpkin. I'll start. Pumpkin
pie. Sorry.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like pumpkin.
I like pumpkin pie, but I don't crave it. If it's there this time of year, I'll eat it. For me, right off the top of my head, the answer would be Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Hate them.
Well, hold on.
It. Can't stand
they're
it.
Not rated, though. That's the thing.
What do you mean they're not rated?
They got to be popular. What's a you popular know, food?
That's all you hear people say is, oh, I love Brussels sprouts. I love them. I love the way they make them. They put this stuff in them, and it tastes like candy, and it's they fry them, and it's great. And it's like, God.
You need to get away from the Sproutians that you are hanging out with. You're hanging out with some cultists, right?
I don't
there.
Know. Carol just said she loves Brussels sprouts.
I love them. I love what they do to them. They get a little flaky. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's
well, she's we're a amongst lemon? A Sproutian right here.
Yeah.
Do you eat any vegetables?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Vegetables are what food eats. I like, eat food.
So what food is your overrated?
Lobster. Lobster is one of the most overrated foods.
I would agree with you.
Cost. Think about it in terms of cost per satisfaction.
Unless you get a really, really good, tender, sweet lobster. And a lot of places, most places, really don't have them.
They get the old battle axe lobsters.
They're chewy.
Chewy,
They're not sweet.
It tastes like what you put on it. Yeah. Lemon, now, butter.
Right. Now, right. I'll tell you what's better than like that calamari. is Maryland crab, blue crab. That's lump crab meat. That's better than lobster if you get a good sweet hard shell crab. And what's better than any of those, all of those, is obviously stone crabs.
Just right. quick interject yeah. with this lobster bisque is amazing. I love this lobster bisque.
Really good.
Thank you with the palm.
Yes, thank you. So, yeah, even though I'm having lobster bisque, well, I just want a little splash of lobster, and I don't want to have to work for it. So the couple of chunks that we get are good, but I don't really want to crack it open. So that said, I'm thinking of something that's popular. Not Brussels sprouts.
Oysters, they're the worst. Why would you eat snot from the bottom of the ocean?
I don't get oysters.
I'm eating clams right now.
You're eating clams right now.
Disgusting.
Is that Clams Casino?
No, that's clams on the half shell. Raw clams.
What's Clams Casino?
It's got a little bit of bacon and garlic and butter in it, and it's baked.
Just order bacon, garlic, butter.
Yeah, that's what Clams Casino is.
All right, is there anything else you think is overrated that you know that a lot of people like, or it's an expensive menu item, and you see it at fine restaurants, and you go, oh, my God, that is so overrated.
Tuna tartare.
How about veal? I'm not a veal fan.
Yeah, I
overrated.
Don't.
I'm getting tuna some tartare? Veal parmesan
tuna tartare.
Today.
It's just, you know, it's just, and I like it. I ordered. I had it last night. But I'm always disappointed. It's a few pieces of raw tuna with some whatever else, and it's just not enough.
All right. Nothing here at the Palm is overrated. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got, do you think Tanya Snyder is happy being married to a guy who is so hated? Oh, and what God. Must that be like? Plus, a little game I'm calling Comeback or Funeral, I'll explain, and the 7th anniversary of an iconic DC sports media moment involving the football team. We'll talk about all that next. Okay, we're back. Happy you like that day. 7 years ago to the day, Kirk Cousins, after engineering a massive comeback against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, walks, storms through the interview area in the bowels of FedEx Field and screams out, "You like that? You like that?" It was one of the most nerdy, cocky, nerdy, sort of awkward expressions maybe in DC sports history. It was big for him, though, because he was really doubted at the time. And he engineered this massive comeback, and that was his nerdy way of saying, aha.
I mean, I think that was frustration coming out.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it was. And who knows, you could have said anything, but that's fine with me because that was off the top of his head. It wasn't like he thought that out.
You remember that, Carol.
Yeah, I was there. I was there and I saw it in the tunnel. And it was pure anger and relief and a side of him that he had not shown us, that fire in his belly. Like, we never really saw that.
No, he's a nice guy.
Nice guy, that sweet teacher wife, and they're just aw shucks, Midwestern.
Couldn't be nicer.
Like, you could ask him for directions to the airport, right?
God-fearing, and so, van driving.
Yes, they had
money
puppies,
saving.
Animal rescuing. It was just, it was like, the first time you saw that he could
all
be.
All these adjectives you're just pulling up.
Am I
all
wrong?
These descriptions. No, it's funny.
Yeah. But see, this is why
You know,
this is why Kirk is scorned by many in the media, because he's not cool.
It's actually probably more who he is than the other one. I actually feel like the truth just got it to know him over the course of a few years, and there's a lot of a-hole in him than he
in
lets
Kirk
on.
Kirk Cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, come on, share the tea, Carol. Let's go.
I mean, I had a couple of experiences, but probably the most searing one. I know I've shared it before. I don't think on this podcast, but at Super Bowl 50, he was doing this Guinness Book of World Records with a few people and a crew on the field. And I happened to be there. It was the Super Bowl experience area. It was closed at the time, but that's where I was doing my live shot. So I happened to be there. And he had and his agent had said they were going to sit down with me because I'm all that way. And it was 50, so there were a lot of Redskins there, some old-timers and stuff. And Jacoby was up for the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So there were lots of reasons for me to be there. But getting Kirk Cousins' interview was, like, my job number one.
The number one job.
Because the year before, nobody even knew who he was in the league. Now he's been invited, and he's all these things. But so his wife was there, and she's so sweet. I just thought she was, I'll say, Julie. And she's delightful, and she even gave me her number, and she agreed to do an interview, and she was telling me all about Kirk Cousins' week while he was doing the thing. And as soon as he got done, they left, and as soon as we walked away, they, like, basically came back over and yelled at me for interviewing Julie. And I was like, I asked her. I didn't ambush her. Like, what are you talking about? This was all good. This is all about you. But he was just a total jerk about it and wasn't, like, basically threatened to whatever if we aired it. So I went to the Super Bowl and didn't get Kirk Cousins. And meantime, when I'm on the red carpet waiting for all the, you know, the big timers walking by and Jacoby, see if he got the Hall of Fame thumbs up or not. Here comes, Here comes somebody's big star. Darn it, if I don't remember who it was.
Doesn't matter.
But whoever it was, the big star, one of the current player stopped and went live with every single TV station that was there for his market and waited. And I'm watching this because they were my neighbors on the red carpet, this is how a star player acts. And he'd go on live and be like, I love you, Houston. You know, you're my team. I'll do anything for you. You know,
well,
and
maybe he was
from
selling
one
something.
Station to the next.
Maybe he was a
anything.
PR thing.
He was just being a good guy.
So, in other words, you got turned down by Kirk Cousins once for an interview.
No,
hold
that
against
was one
him.
Of
he's...
many experiences of him just
I
turning into.
I refuse to believe he's a bad guy.
I'm going to say he's a bad guy. I just said there's a lot more a-holism
well, that's
in him
true. We don't know any of these guys.
What he lets on.
Right.
Right. All right. But listen, I've seen that happen with many athletes who come in and they're a little bit shy because they're just coming in and might be a backup or whatever. Then they get the number one job, and then they become a little more cocky, and then they become, like, not
prima
pleasant.
Donna. But yeah. You know what? I guess that's what you want in your leader. You need to have that edge, right?
Yeah,
you need to have
especially
that.
If you're a quarterback, you got to have confidence. I like to call it confidence. But I've seen guys change. That's the point.
All right. Quick break. Our food is here. I got the salmon with a splash of fries, I call it. Carol got some red meat. I love it. A steak. And Buck, you got the veal.
Veal parmesan.
Try the veal. It's delicious. After I just badmouth veal as being overrated. Can I try some of that? Maybe I'll change my mind.
I always give you a little piece.
It's a giant plate.
It's what the hell?
It's like a whole lamb right there smothered in cheese.
I always give you a little piece of this.
All right. All right, we're back live, Buckhands. We're back live.
You're in gratitude mode now. I love that.
Is he?
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm just saying. Some of these.
We're on now.
Yeah, we're on.
I'm not discussing this.
Okay. Fair enough. We can discuss camera angles, though, because this came up during our delicious meal, and Buck's still working on his.
It was 2 feet of veal. That's what
Carol, your
on.
Steak is gone.
Carol, why don't you taste some of this? Why don't you?
No, I'm full. That was great.
And you had some meat.
I had a
so
fillet.
Like
it
not...
was a small fillet, but it is lunch. I don't want to nap today.
Well, yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, meat's good for you. You know that.
Oh, I was anemic last month, like severely anemic. Didn't know it. That's probably why I look so bad. Thanks for not saying anything. I was so tired all the time. I thought it was just my business.
What was it?
My blood, my iron. I just haven't been eating great. Like
me either.
So I started taking supplements.
Now you're eating
now.
Good.
Now look
but...
at my color.
So. So, Buck, there is, I don't know if you saw the Phillies clinching game.
Yes.
Or the two games over the weekend.
Bryce Harper games.
Yes. There was two of the greatest, as I call them, digital assets that I've ever seen when it comes to shots, clips, camera angles. One was of Harper standing on second, doing the Superman thing with his chest from a camera that Fox had installed
on the ground in the back side
of the mound.
Actually, the mound. Okay.
He was in the backside of the mound, and so it was an upward shooting angle,
right?
Which is called the hero shot, upward angle at the hero, right? That's why low angles are popular with directors. You were bemoaning the fact that in NBA games, if there's a breakaway, they'll cut to a low angle underneath the basket, and right. The reason is it's a more dramatic shot.
Yeah, but not during live action.
Yeah, but if it's a foregone...
Too disconcerting.
Well, to you it is. If you know it's going to be a dunk, Carol, or a layup, you know it's going to be a dunk or a layup.
I want to see the overview first, and then I want right. to get in there and see the sweat and the contact.
What your director friends, or actually relative, didn't you say your brother is a director?
Brother-in-law is Jeff Evers, works for ESPN, and one of the best directors ESPN has.
Right, and Buck doesn't like the fact that they cut to the low angle, too disconcerting. I think they do it because the low angle in a breakaway, it gives the viewer a sense of the speed, size, and scope of these amazing athletes in the NBA that fly down the court, soar through the air, and dunk the basketball. And that's the angle that has the most value.
And
not
that's
your,
what replay
not
is
your
for.
Boring.
Exactly.
That's what replay
that's
is
why you show it on replay. And that's why
they
during
time for it.
That's why they always have
the
time.
No, they don't. The game moves quickly. Something else happens. They'll come
back
three.
To it. They'll come back to it. As soon as it's a dead ball, they'll come back to it. That's why during a game, doesn't matter what the sport is, we know what the angle for baseball is. You show the behind the center field camera behind the pitcher, and then, of course, you cut to the wide shot from behind home plate. With football and basketball and not tennis, because tennis, you're behind the action. Football and basketball, you're at mid-court, say, or midfield. And that's called the play-by-play camera. That's the angle we're all comfortable with. That's the angle that's really the best angle to watch the action. And so my point is, Abe, you show the whole play. If that's the best angle to watch the game from, then you want to see the whole play from that angle, because that's the best angle to watch from. Then, during a replay, you want to see the replay underneath the basket.
Okay.
Not during the play.
Right, well, anyway, so they had a slow motion of Harper standing on second, the crowd going nuts, him doing the rep of the Phillies chest as the new king, the new god of Philadelphia sports, one of the most rabid sports cities in America. Great asset. And then when they went out to break, heading into the ninth, where all they needed was three more outs to go to the World Series, the director bumps out with a montage set to the Rocky theme perfectly. Bum, 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 bum. And it's tight shot of the fans going crazy, tight shot of the dugout going nuts on replay. Slow-mo of Harper going around the bases. It was television masterpiece.
It was gold. Yeah.
Old stuff.
So
all directors are not jerks that are trying to take away.
I didn't say they're all jerks.
I know, but you have this ongoing feud with them, like referees, like Naki with referees.
Because they have it in their head that so next time you watch a game and there's a steal at midcourt, 100% guarantee they're going to cut to the low angle camera.
Okay.
You guys conflicted all about Harper and Astros, because I actually hate Philly. And I'm a little, I don't have hate for Harper, but still, I don't want to see the Phillies win.
I don't either.
But I hate the Astros, I love Dusty Baker. I love him.
I love him, too, and I don't hate the Astros even
though. Why do you hate the Astros, Carol?
It's full on their attitude.
Were they the only ones that cheated?
No, we don't need to get in. We want to go
back.
Well,
I want to ask Puck. Do you hate everybody who cheated?
I don't hate cheaters that much. I just beat cheaters. That's what we did.
The way they did it with the trash can and all that was just so weak. But that's all right. The Nats beat them anyway. So.
Okay. I hate the Astros. I had to sit next to their fans all those home games, the World Series 2019.
But we don't like any Philly team or any New York team.
And that's
if you're from here, we don't like that.
Yeah.
And I did see the soundbite the other day.
And they're a lot of them.
I mean, listen, a lot of fans are obnoxious, but theirs are, I used to tell everybody around here, do not wear a Redskin jersey up there to an Eagle game.
No, you're asking for a beating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're asking.
Well, they tried to do it to the former Wizard from UVA. His name escapes me now, which is horrible. Three-point shooter who went to the 76ers.
J.J. Redick?
No. This is recent. This is just.
He went to Duke anyway.
Look it up. Really good guy and three-point shooter. Tough
guy. Dark hair. Big guy.
Black guy.
Yeah.
Rhymes with.
No, not that.
And,
Virginia Tech? You said
no, he went
Virginia.
To UVA, I'm pretty sure.
The year they won three-point the championship?
Shooter. This was just maybe five, 6 years ago. I don't know why his name escapes me. Anyway, he went up there. He was from here, and he was wearing a Redskin jersey. And they tried to beat him up, and he beat the dog shit out of these people. He just pounded the hell out of them.
Really? Mariel Shayok?
No. He's a well-known player. And it was somebody taped
Trey
it,
Murphy.
Nope.
And now we're gonna have to find this. It's gonna drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Tobias Harris.
No.
Okay, he was a Sixer. Never mind. So anyway, yeah. Speaking of hate, let me pivot to this, and that is Tanya Snyder. Last week for the 90th.
Mike Scott.
Boom. Carol.
Mike Scott, great guy.
Well, I looked it up.
A lot of tattoos.
I know, but
good
you
dude.
We're able to look it up. That's. Yeah, yeah. Easier.
He beat the crap out of these guys, man. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, but it's so dumb, though, because you don't know which one of those savages in an Eagles jersey has a tire iron.
No, you're right.
And it's going to hit you from behind.
Well, I mean, true. Although,
Trent Williams got hit over the head at the Pro Bowl with a beer bottle and had like a concussion from it.
I believe it was an Ace of Spades champagne bottle.
Oh my
that
God.
Would have killed most men.
Yeah.
And for him, he's like, I don't know, I thought I felt something back here. So Tanya Snyder stood up there when Dan Snyder was either too cowardly to do it or, I don't know, prohibited to announce the 90 greatest Redskins. Did you see that video? Mm-hmm. And she actually said Redskins, which got a lot of the woke crowd triggered. How dare she say that? But the players they were talking about were Redskins. They were not football team members, and they were certainly not Commanders.
Yes, there were weeks of meetings on listen, do they you, say Redskins?
I'm sure,
not,
yeah.
And it was approved.
I'm a literalist. You know, if you're a Redskin, you call them a Redskin.
Exactly. And the players, like I'm good friends with Jeff Bostic, and he will be the first one to say to you, I didn't play for the Commanders.
Right.
I played
you.
For the Redskins.
The Expos exactly. are the Expos. The so, Nats are the Nats.
So anyway, I'm thinking about this, Carol, and this I think this is right in your wheelhouse as a woman. How do you think Tanya Snyder sleeps at night knowing her husband is so...
Man, is this a loaded question?
I love it. I love it. Bring it on. I mean, I love to
when I say how does speculate. She sleep at night, I don't mean it implies that she has done anything untoward or evil or wrong. I'm just saying, how do you live with a spouse that I presume she still loves when he is so hated?
I don't know anything about... I would never try to speculate about someone's marriage, but I will say that I'm sure with the right kind of help and support, you realize you can't own any of it. It doesn't matter if you're married to it or not. You don't own that. And she's done a lot of good with her breast cancer, NFL breast cancer research money, the charity that she has wrapped herself in. She had breast cancer. And I've only had minimal conversations with Tanya. I doubt that she would remember me that much because I was on the boat with her, although we had shared a drink and a nice conversation, and we seemed to always go to the bathroom in the press box at the same time. So I always had bathroom conversations with her, like every... And I've interviewed her for a few times. I found her to be delightful, to be honest. And
do you think it's tough for her?
Oh, heck yeah. I think for the family, because he's the most hated man in Washington, and I think that while he probably, like, eats that, like, Snyder's probably like, yeah, bring it on, you losers. I'm better than all of you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the family is tired of, because there's guy. Everyone's a peculiar mix of sinner and saint. There's good in there. They've done good. And as a family, probably they're still hoping if they win, all the other stuff goes away. But that's what they hold on to. But I'm sure the kids and the wife don't want to do anything.
If one day Snyder comes home and says, you know what, honey? I'm selling the team.
I bet you'd... she'd celebrate. I think the kids would celebrate.
Okay.
Who wants that headache?
I was going to say, so when the door closes and he's like, I'm going to go down to the study and have a scotch and just sort of decompress, and that door closed, you think she would be like quietly pumping a fist like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
We're going to have a wonderful life. We got a ton of money. We're going to make a ton of money. And we can fade away and just be normal citizens.
I mean, that's what normal people would think. I want peace, right? You want peace at the...
Yes.
I just don't think... I don't think they'll get peace unless they win maybe consistently or a Super Bowl, as silly as that sounds. We don't even know who's going to start quarterback next year. Like, come on.
Right.
How many years of this by November when pretenders and contenders are separating do we have to say, and we're not even, we're out of it this year and we're out of it next year now too?
We've said it every year
as long
just
as
about
I've
two and a half decades.
Yeah. Now, the flip side, Buck, is that what if Tanya is full on ride or die?
Listen,
with
I
Snyder,
can't.
And she's like, yeah, fuck everybody.
She might
we're going to make it through.
I don't know.
She might be more fierce than he is.
I think we've all heard stories. And I'm not going to go into it because I've heard some personal stories about stuff. So I don't know if she's that way or not. But what I do think is that this is a person, like a lot of wealthy people, who have so much. You know, look at his yacht and look at his planes and look at his house. Out there.
Opulence.
And, they're know. Very generous.
He has.
Oh, that's great. That's fabulous.
Like the yacht. You know, I mean, I know other people. When you're in his good graces and that family's good graces,
that's not
they
generous,
feel,
you know. Carol.
Right, well, wait.
Inviting
so my point
is not generous.
The point I was trying to make was, when you get that much, when you've acquired that much wealth, you don't sell the team because it's not about the money at this point. He's got all the money he's ever going to need.
Right.
It's about the
being
power.
Somebody.
It's about being someone and the power.
Okay,
and that's why I think he's not going to... I mean, he was forced
to go out.
He was forced to change the name because he had to. But I don't think he's going to sell this
team. If he leaves, he'll leave feet first, as they say in the casino.
Yeah, and
business.
It would be because they get 24 votes from the other owners and not because he decides he wants to sell
One of the employees of his team's sons got cancer, and he had his private jet go pick up the son and take him all the way to the best surgeon for that kind of cancer in the world. Right. And at no expense to this employee.
I'm not saying he's devoid of humanity.
Right, and there's some very generous things.
And he's hated.
He's super hated. And I don't see any path. I don't see any amount of winning, Carol. I don't see any quarterback good enough to alleviate that amount of...
I'm not sure I agree with that.
I think his integrity is his purpose and his...
You'd have to go a decade like the Patriots.
Right, you'd have to be the way the team was when Joe Gibbs was the coach, which was that every year you went in with the expectation of probably going to the Super Bowl,
right.
And at the very least, you were ultra-competitive to the point where you either won your...
But here's the thing. Snyder's instincts are so base and cheap and misguided, he'll sabotage it if they get any traction. Right. He's proven that for 20 years. It'll happen again. Winning in this league is so hard. The Patriots had Brady and Belichick together, the best and the best of this generation together, and they almost lost every one of those Super Bowls.
Is this a format for just spreading some wild rumors that you may not heard somewhere?
I would love that. Okay. Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so
any rumors heard on this podcast are just pure speculation,
pure
not
speculation.
Grounded in fact, with no malice whatsoever. And I've got no money to sue me for, so... Tell your lawyers to stand down.
Get in line.
Carol, the floor is all yours.
No, he's cash poor, and the team's traveling
Snyder?
Cheap and giving cheap foods to people. Like they're,
I've heard
the
that.
Meals have been
I did
cheap,
see that.
And there's no influx of cash, and so they have this valuation of the team that's in the billions, but they don't have a lot of money right now. And it was a really expensive transition to Commanders, and it's not paying off because they're not selling that many jerseys.
Well, how do you sail around on that ship that he's got and not have
start
money?
Selling stuff off.
Well, because when he had other luxuries, the slightly smaller yacht, he still had a Redskins park without a practice bubble because he wanted somebody else to buy it for him. So when it rained, he would send the team to an LA Fitness with a large open area to go through walkthroughs. This was as late as 2006, 2007. It was a complete joke. It shows you that he doesn't put his money where his mouth is. He'll buy players because, it makes a splash and I think it'll make us good. But it doesn't mean that he really values what matters. He don't want to spend his own money. But anyway, let me close on this because it's been a wonderful meal. We're here for a good time, not a long time, and it's already 2:30. Here we go. Comeback or funeral? The following items tell me if they're closer to a comeback or closer to a funeral in society. You ready? You're looking at me nervous. I don't know about this.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay. The rom-com. Closer
comeback.
To a comeback or closer to a funeral?
Comeback.
They don't make them anymore.
I know,
that's
but they
sad.
Need to. Our society needs some
totally
like 2 hours
it.
Of escape right. with some romantic comedy.
Give me a Sandra Bullock, Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
You know, good-looking people
right.
falling in love, complications.
Sandra Bullock.
Then getting
standing
back in love.
Standing up on the bar, Benny and the Jets. Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
Was that 27 dresses?
Yes.
Oh, there
yes.
you
Washington
go.
Lee High School, Sandra Bullock.
Okay, comeback or funeral? Malls. We're right next to two big ones right here.
Yeah.
Comeback or funeral? Shopping malls.
Probably comeback. Yeah. I can't do it. Actually, it's got to be a funeral. It's the open-air malls, and no one wants to stand in a closed-air thing for a long time, probably like that. I bet you.
All
these,
I know is
these
when
malls
I,
are hanging in.
Yeah. When you go to this mall, the Galleria, the Tyson's Galleria, number two, Tyson's two, it's obviously spectacular, but most of the time, except right after the pandemic, but most of the time, it's empty.
Yeah.
Now, you go to Tyson's
shop.
One, there's a lot of people
retail's
there.
Retail's dead. People online shopping.
Okay. It is pretty
all
incredible.
Right, comeback or funeral? Blogs.
Blogs?
Blogs.
Yeah.
Funeral.
A tough one for me, funeral, because I don't read them.
Did you ever?
No.
Carol, you remember when blogs were
all
the rage?
Yeah, I still will read them because sometimes the algorithms, when you're like do a Google search, somebody's blog will come up. And I actually have a blog on my website.
Good.
And they say if you blog on your website, it gets your search engine optimization up. So blah, blah, blah.
Comeback or funeral. Local NFL TV shows. Like Buck, the iconic Redskins sideline back in the day.
Like the Redskins Showtime I
hosted
for 6 years.
Yeah, thank you for having me on it.
Yeah.
comeback or funeral for the local NFL
Yeah, no,
NFL
I say comeback
TV
because TV stations need content. And so they'll put anything on. All you have to do is watch, you know, NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah, but they're they cost a little bit of money to make.
Not a lot, though. And
well,
again,
it's more than they wanted to pay the guests. Lord knows.
What
Carol
went
to bat for us, but still.
$50? What are they paying them? I mean, come on.
More. It was a couple hundred. But,
$200?
You know, yeah, something like that.
And we had to wait for Clinton forever.
Oh, God.
No, all seriously.
Right.
I think
so you think comeback. Carol, do you think local TV NFL shows, comeback or funeral?
Well, I mean, it feels like a funeral to me because no one's calling. That's what I do. So,
is that show still on? Commanders,
yeah, yeah.
Showtime.
I think J.P. Finley hosted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comeback or funeral? Big hair bands, meaning rock and roll bands.
Oh.
Hair bands. Not ones you wear. I'm talking hair bands of the 90s
men's
and the 80s.
Axl Rose hair.
Yeah. Hair bands.
No.
Comeback or funeral?
Funeral.
Funeral.
Okay. Cold Stone Creamery. Comeback or
Yum.
Funeral?
Comeback, please.
Don't call it a comeback.
Are they dead? Why are we saying
I
that?
I think they were a fad that had its moment. Like, who wants Buck to sit there and watch your ice cream get slapped around?
Slapped around.
Because it's otherwise if you're touching.
That's what it is. It's hysterical. That's what they do. They slap it around, throw
yeah,
a little
otherwise
fudge.
Otherwise your toppings are just a few bites on the top. You
want
to mix
it
in.
Listen, it's ice cream, Zabe. Everybody's going to like ice cream. So as long as they're putting out ice cream, it's going to survive.
Okay. Comeback or funeral? SNL ever being funny again? Comeback or funeral?
I think it's pretty funny now. Sometimes I'm always sharing something.
Funeral. I heard it out there. Thank you. Dennis, please. SNL has not been funny since they went political. And they're just all
like the
one
Kim
direction
Kardashian
political.
Girls Night Out were probably too old for the club. And they're like asking $500 for somebody's shoes.
I didn't see that.
They have bit. I don't watch the show, but the next day, a pre-produced bit usually will make the rounds, and it's pretty funny.
Right,
I did
okay.
the NFT. I just shared the NFT one yesterday.
I'm not drawn to it like I used to be.
Okay,
and that says something right there.
All right, comeback or funeral? Voicemail.
I hate voicemail. I don't even like voice memos.
I no. leave them funeral. And listen to them all the time.
Funeral. Oh, you leave.
Voicemails are really, they're full of information, full of inflection, tone. You know, if somebody's happy or angry, there's
it's
no
easier,
miss.
Faster to read a text.
I know, but you
so
miss
this
a lot
sounds
of
like the Progressive commercial, which is. Are the best commercials on television.
Yeah, I know.
The
don't
best
become your parents. What was the problem here?
Yeah.
Well, he left his number at the end. No.
Yeah, don't
he
need
shouldn't
that.
Have been using the voice.
Text is all you need to do. Those commercials are priceless, whoever's thinking those up.
All right, comeback or funeral? Halftime highlights.
Comeback.
Really?
You're always going to have them.
Okay. Well,
you just
still
may not always have them with Chris Berman.
Chris Berman still does the three fastest minutes. I saw somebody opining, why do we still have this when everyone's seen all the highlights by Monday night?
Because you're watching TV and you want to see some other stuff. It's an easy way to do it without even using your phone.
Boomer, go all the way.
All right. No? Comeback or funeral? Sunday brunch.
Oh, does it?
Did it ever go away?
No, it is so busy everywhere I go Sunday. I love brunch.
Yeah, brunch,
brunch
is great
is
when you go to it. I don't like going places where there's a million people, but it's tough to avoid.
Well, have this place in Bethesda called Tate. It's incredible.
To die for.
I like to be waited on at brunch, but this is like you have to go order it and then they bring it to you, whatever.
Last two, office birthday parties, comeback or funeral?
Funeral. I don't think so many people aren't going to the office
offices
anymore.
Offices are funerals.
Your office is your home now.
I kind of like the office birthday party.
I just had one on Monday night for our instructor. After a yoga class, we had an ice cream cake. Doesn't really make sense. Everyone's like, I could have just stayed home and not worked out.
This is a net zero.
Yeah.
I love them.
Finally, comeback or funeral, coaches full on snapping at reporters. Ditka style.
Yeah, that's funeral. That's obvious funeral.
Or Jim Mora style. I miss the hyper combative NFL where the coaches would just lose it on the reporters.
The only place you're going to see that is in
a
post game.
That's the college.
Mike Gundy, yeah.
A post game interview, you know, in front of several reporters. You're never going to see it one on one because it doesn't bode well for the coach. And that's the same thing when you're doing a one on one interview. It's very difficult in a sit-down interview to chastise the reporter because it's one-on-one.
Brian
but
Billick
in a group interview,
Sage. Remember that?
Pardon
me. Brian Billick did it to Sage Steele.
Brian Billick did it. You had Well, yeah. I mean, it, yes. And
what was that over? Is
Greg
that online?
Popovich has done it too.
It was over a comment Sage had made on the radio in Baltimore about the starting quarterback at the time, and I think she just—I can't remember who it was.
And
was
he
it?
Ambushed
and
her.
And she—I guess on the radio she said something like, "Oh, I want to throw up if I ever talk about his red zone issues ever again."
Tony Banks or Trent Dilfer? Nope. I think those were the two quarterbacks the year they won the Super Bowl.
No, it was the year after.
And they were
after.
Both pretty bad.
Right. The reason.
Oh, Elvis Gerbach. You know.
Maybe it was him. That, he was that doesn't really, sound really like bad. Him either. Yeah.
The reason that you don't see it as much now is because back then, that still happened. Now coaches are so accustomed to doing interviews, which they never used to do. Remember when they first started, that's when that stuff happened because they didn't want to do that. Now they've been told they have to do it by the networks,
yeah.
And they all understand that, A, we have to do it, and B, I'm not going to make myself look bad in this situation.
And C, they probably have media coaches.
They, yeah. At probably, this point, right? They probably do too.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen less and less
it
now.
It is such a partnership that the Redskins could not stand Kelly Johnson. It was Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan. They couldn't stand Kelly Johnson for her attack dog questions. And I guess Kyle goes to our, I'm not, allegedly, to someone in our organization at Comcast Sportsnet and said, you know, why is she asking me this? Why are the hardest questions coming from Kelly? Had her shipped to Houston. Like, literally said they didn't want to work with her
shipped
anymore.
Shipped to Houston.
She went to Houston.
She chose to go to Houston.
She went to Houston because the Redskins didn't want to work with her anymore. And they gave her a promotion and said, we'll make you the number one anchor in Houston. And anchoring was not her strong suit.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's back to being an anchor. Or no, she was an anchor in San Francisco. Now she's a real estate agent like the rest of us. So anyway, there you go.
Wait, are you a real estate agent?
No, but I was entitled for 6 months. I was entitled.
You're close. You were real estate adjacent.
That's right.
All right. Can I tell you guys something? But please don't let it go to your heads.
And probably nobody will hear it. So
nobody will hear it. You guys are my favorites.
Aww.
Okay. Don't let it go to your heads.
No, you're
just
so
keep
sweet.
Deflated.
Can
okay.
Can I promote one thing?
Please do.
On Friday night, we have a comedy show. This is a dream come true for me. We're hosting a comedy show. Tickets, it's 21-plus event. You have to be over 21, but it's $20 to get in.
Remind people who we is.
Well and Wonder Studio is hosting a comedy show, and Danny Ruye is our headliner.
There's oh, wow. Danny Ruye, Afternoon Drive, WJFK.
Yep, and four other comedians are performing, and we're really excited. It's a Halloween comedy show, so you're supposed to dress up. Can I get you guys to go?
No, but website and address.
wellandwonderstudio.com. And it's in Tenleytown, right next to Pete's New Haven Pizza.
I saw him perform at the 930 Club this past summer at a great comedy jam that was hosted by a friend of mine named Josh Adam Myers, who's a local guy, very funny. And it was all some of the best D.C. comedians there were at the 930 Club, which is amazing. A bizarre place. And I went to it, and Danny was there, and he did his little 10-15-minute deal. And he's very funny, obviously. He's a funny dude.
All right, guys.
Good
great lunch. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
So what happens now? Is the food free, or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.